This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and a very, very happy Monday to you. I hope you've had a great weekend and that you feel ready for the week ahead. I have an intention in mind for us this week that is 50% get stuff done and 50% absolutely enjoy. So stay with me for a moment while I explain. We are getting closer to December. Today is officially the last day of November, meaning that we are about to arrive at the very last month of this year. And I don't know about you, but for me, December is a really special month. Of course, it's the holidays, it's Christmas time, my favorite holiday of the year, but it's also preparing to really close out the year, right? There's something really special and sacred about December, especially the end of the month. So in it being the closing of a cycle of sorts. So if you were to take a moment right now just to contemplate the cycle of 2020 that we are actually preparing to close in December, that's a pretty big chapter of our lives that we are going to put behind us in a sense, right? So I think it's important for us that we actually give ourselves enough space to truly enjoy this month, to square away whatever needs to be squared away so we can be with our families, so we can do the things that bring us joy, so we can move deeper into gratitude and pleasure. And sometimes for me in past years, December for some reason tends to be a really, really, really busy month when actually it's the month where I wish I had the most space of all. So I want our intention this week to really be about that. You know, what are the things in your life that you need to get done right now just to make sure that you have more space for the things that really matter when it comes to the final weeks of this year?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So our intention for this week is this. This week, I will get things done so I can create enough space to truly enjoy the last month of this year. This week, I will get things done so I can create space to truly enjoy the last month of the year. And it doesn't really matter if Christmas is a big thing for you or not. You know, this is a really sacred month. December is a time for introspection. It's a time for looking within. Hopefully, it should be a time for us to really slow down, to really notice what has this year brought us, to contemplate those big lessons and epiphanies and challenges and the pain that this year brought, along with the changes and the blessings as well. So whatever you have right now on your to-do list that you know you need to get squared away, this is the week to do that. If you have a bunch of work engagements or big projects or something really intense that's happening in your working life, this could be a really great week to accelerate that a little bit if you have the space to do that. To maybe work a little harder or work with a little more discipline or in a more effective way. Knowing that if you do the things that you know you need to get done this week, next week we'll have more space, right? Maybe the last weeks of the year will be a little more spacious and a little more enjoyable if you actually check those things off of your list. And this doesn't have to be around work, you know, anything you've been procrastinating, anything you feel like, okay, this is stuff I want to get done so I can really enjoy and contemplate and be in my spiritual practices and spend time with my family and prepare for the holidays and do that with as little distraction as possible. Basically, taking this week to check some things off of that list so you can be super present with the things that truly, truly matter for the coming weeks ahead. For me personally, a really great example of that is I love recording these Yoga Girl Daily episodes. So I have the last 2 weeks of December just in total peace, right? So I kind of do them in a group. This is a good week for me to do that. And then I know the coming weeks, I have a little more space to relax too. Right. So what are some things that you can get a little more disciplined around? Check off your to-do list, maybe things you need to get done around the house, maybe in preparation for the holidays, maybe around work, around family. Take a moment today around this intention to write this stuff out. What are the things that are lingering in your mind? The big work things that you would love to get done. And then knowing that at the end of the week, if you really get to these things, you can take a huge breath and really let that exhale lead you into a calm and enjoyable December. That's what I am hoping to do. We have a lot of things around the house as well that I've been procrastinating. I am going to get that done this week. I'm going to recruit my husband to help me. And next week, we can just ease into all the things that are so beautiful and soft and enjoyable around Christmas time in December without having to feel too much stress about it. So work a little harder this week so you can enjoy more peace this entire month. I hope this intention resonates with you. It really speaks to me. I hope you have a great, great, great week. Enjoy journaling today, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.